Time Warner Audiobooks presents Roses Are Red, written by James Patterson and read by Keith David and Jason Culp.
Brianne Parker didn't look like a bank robber or a murderer. Her pleasantly plump baby face fooled everyone. But she knew that she was ready to kill if she had to this morning. She would find out for sure at 8:10. The 24-year-old woman wore khakis, a powder blue University of Maryland windbreaker, and scuffed white Nike sneakers. None of the early morning commuters noticed her as she walked from her dented white Acura to a thick stand of evergreen trees where she hid. She was outside the Citibank in Silver Spring, Maryland at a little before 8. The branch was scheduled to open in about 90 seconds. She knew from her talks with the mastermind that it was a freestanding bank with 2 drive-in lanes. It was surrounded by what he called big box stores, Target, PetSmart, Home Depot, Circuit City. At 8 o'clock on the dot, Brianne approached the bank from her hiding place in the evergreens under a colorful billboard obnoxiously offering McDonald's breakfast to the public. From that angle, she couldn't be seen by the female teller who was just opening the glass front door and had momentarily stepped outside. A few strides from the teller, she slipped on a rubbery President Clinton mask, one of the most popular masks in America and probably the one hardest to trace. She knew the bank teller's name, and she spoke it clearly as she pulled out her gun and pressed it against the small of the woman's back. "Inside, Ms. Jean Galetta." Then turn